This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, October 19th, 2016. I'm Michael Longe, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Following New England's win over the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday, yet another Patriots player was given an award. This time it was linebacker Dont'a Hightower, who was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week for Week 6. Hightower recorded 13 tackles and 1.5 sacks in the win, with one of those sacks resulting in a safety. It is the first Defensive Player of the Week award that Hightower has earned in his 5-year career, and is the first Defensive Player of the Week award for any Patriots player since Chandler Jones in Week 2 of the 2014 season. It appears that Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict will not be suspended for his actions in Sunday's game against the Patriots. The league reviewed two plays from Sunday's game, one in which Burfict undercut and made contact with Martellus Bennett's knee, and another in which Burfict stomped on the leg of running back LeGarrette Blount, and the league determined that Burfict will receive a $75,000 fine. According to NFL.com's Ian Rappaport, the fine is specifically for the stomp on Blount, and there will be no fine for the hit on Bennett. Burfict has already appealed the fine. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was fined $9,115 by the NFL for a face mask on Bengals quarterback Dre Kirkpatrick on Sunday. Edelman was not penalized on the play, but it is the second time this season that Edelman has been fined by the league, with the first time coming in Week 1 after an illegal block on Arizona Cardinals safety Deion Buchanan. The first fine, originally for $23,401, was reduced by $9,000 on appeal. It is not yet clear whether Edelman will appeal this most recent fine. And finally, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady weighed in on the debate about tablets on the sidelines on Wednesday, telling reporters that he prefers the more old-school style. Brady said at his Wednesday press conference, quote, "I've never been too much of a picture tablet guy. I kind of know what I see out there as soon as I come off the field. Josh will say, 'What was it?' And I'll say, 'Oh, hey, they did this and this guy dropped.' I'll peek at them from time to time with Josh. It's great for the coaches because they have a different angle. It's hard to see when you're seeing from the sideline. When you're out there playing, a lot of times I can come over and tell Josh, 'This is what happened, and then here's why they did that.'" End quote. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longe for Patriots Newsfeed.